Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get dressed, ye women, and ye men, in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
Ho, 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 ho. With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One day for all throughout the land, Tommy John's Grammy Award. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy's body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdown, analysts on every game.
Everything a Steelers fan could want.
This is Fourth Down in the Steel City
with your hosts
Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Hello, it is Fourth Down in the Steel City. My name's Colin Dunlap. I'm familiar, I think. I don't know. I might be. Who knows? Nonetheless, that other voice you're going to hear and a face you'll see if you see the clips on the internet is my man, Greg Finley. As Crawley is out, he's on a mini vacation. Excuse me, I'm all choked up over it. Crowley's on a mini vacation. Greg Finley, normally our producer, but he's an ultra-talented radio man. He's going to join me. Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, Colin. I'm good, man. Happy to be on here to talk some Steelers-Falcons.
Well, I'm happy that you are. Now, I bump into you in the office generally because you work overnight, and then you produce our podcast, and you're just around all the time. You're a hard-working radio man. And so I bumped into you early on Friday morning. And you said, you know, one thing, because you knew you were going to sub in for Crawley on this, you said, one thing we got to talk about is the one time the Steelers and the Falcons played Heinz Field, and it was a, are you ready for it, tie. And that's when ties were harder to come by. It was longer overtime. You could just win with a walk-off field goal, so there was that. You know, there wasn't the back and forth, everybody gets a possession. Why are you so intrigued by the 2002 game, Finley?
Well, it was like the most epic tie of all time because the final play of the game was just a Hail Mary from Tommy Maddox, and Plexico Burress comes down with it, but he's tackled at the 1 yard line and he didn't get the ball across. And I feel like, you know, I was 8 years old at this time and I remember watching it. I was like, I don't know to be excited or upset because he didn't get in the end zone.
I was not 8 years old. I was drunk at that time at the game as a fan. A couple other things. There was like a 14-point disparity in the fourth quarter in that game, wasn't there? At least in the second half.
Atlanta outscored them 17-3 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the Steelers were up going into the fourth quarter by a couple touchdowns. Also, the final play, I remember this vividly, even though I was inebriated to start the game, and then it wore off as we went through. Michael Vick was the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons that day. Heinz Field was still, it was still a relatively new place, you know, if you think about it, right?
Yes.
So I remember that there was still kind of that lore of Heinz Field, but I remember going down the exits, walking down the stairs and kind of the rotunda area of Heinz Field, like the walkways, you know, of Heinz Field.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew how to feel. Like, should you be happy? Should you be sad? Should you be excited? Should you be mad? And it was just a lot of, it felt like you were in New York City. No, that's a bad, it felt like you were just somewhere, like at a concert waiting for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And people were just talking. You know how you hear the din of people talking before a concert happens? Like, nobody was screaming. Nobody was cheering. Nobody was high-fiving. You were just like, it was just like you walked out of a movie. And the other thing, too, from that game that I vividly remember, too, is Plex tried to, like, roll into the end zone a little bit and then looked up at the line judge, was like, I'm in, right? Right? You didn't see that. I'm in. There was, like, this wry smile that he made. Do you recall that?
Yeah, because he went down. His knees went down in the end zone, but the ball was out. Clearly, the ball was at the one-yard line. And then he rolled in and looked at the ref and was like, touchdown, right? And I feel like people that didn't have a good angle just saw the final part where he's in the end zone. Like, that's a touchdown, right? Because Cower was yelling at the ref, review it, that's a touchdown. But it clearly wasn't. He was clearly down at the one.
Yes. So many great memories from that game. It was absolutely crazy. And we tailgated after. I remember that too. And I just remember
sorrows away, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. But I remember sitting on the guardrail because we had an unbelievable parking space. A friend of mine did. That was it was honestly the closest parking space to Heinz Field. We had said it was the best parking space, the best tailgating space in the NFL. It was right there at the corner where you walk in. It was underneath that huge American flag that used to hang from the stadium. It's like the three-way intersection right there that you walk up to. Mm-hmm. And I just remember sitting on the guardrail, eating a hamburger or a hot dog after the game because they fired up the grill after, and just going like, what the hell are we supposed to do? What does this mean? So the Dirty Birds. Do you like ties in football, Greg?
I don't like ties because I believe that there needs to be a winner. Like, you played 60 minutes, then you played an extra 15 minutes for overtime, and it still ends up being a tie. You don't have a tie in the playoffs, so why should we have a tie in the regular season? I need a winner.
Okay, so if you need a winner, all right, here we are. This is a hell of a conversation because nobody wants to talk about Matt Canada more or about the running back rotation, even though we'll probably do both moving forward. If you need a winner and you can't stand a tie and you've already played 60 minutes plus 15 more in that structure, tell me how you arrive at a winner.
Unfortunately, you got to play it a double overtime, but I don't think players would want to do that, right? They already played 75 minutes.
Let me let you in on something. It ain't about the players. The networks don't want a game bleeding into the next window.
That's fair.
That's even more so what it is. And you know that you're a media savvy guy. You're probably the youngest media savvy guy that I know. You always tell me, like, these guys are on the call for this game. This network's this. This broadcaster's that. Like, you're so into stuff like that. I understand that you always follow the money. And the money here isn't necessarily the safety of the players or the longevity and health of those guys. The money here is all about exactly what I just said. They don't want a 1 o'clock game going any further past. It used to be 4 o'clock. Then it went to 4:15, and now sometimes it's 4:25. They sure as hell don't want it going to 4:50 or 5 o'clock.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's fair.
You know,
so that's why they have to have a tie then.
it's almost why they need a hard cap on a – they don't necessarily need a tie. They need a hard cap on an elapsed time. You know, it just, it can't go 4 hours. It can't. 3.5 is stretching it. It can't go 4. They can't have that for a game. So that's what it is. But man, I'm different. I don't mind ties. Keep this in mind. When I was growing up, I was young, college games could end in ties. There were ties.
They didn't have the 10-yard line overtime?
No, that only came into place, you know, when I was a young kid. You'd have to look it up what year it was. But, like, you would see scores. I remember this. I'm, like, 6 years old. You know, Army would play – I mean, who's an old school team that used to be good? Like, and I'm not talking, like, Carnegie Tech. But, like, Army would play Navy or Pitt would play – who's an old Eastern rival that Pitt would play? Pitt and BC. I mean, they play again now. Pitt would play BC and it'd be, like, 13-13. Like, there were ties in college football. Huh. There was no overtime. And then that was a big debate, too, especially because there was no playoff system. So if it got to voting, which there was for the AP, and there were two different polls, you know, and it was like how all the voters voted. If a team would be way up there in the rankings or a team playing a team in the rankings, if you played for a tie, especially late in the year, that really was something. Like, you really could jostle the system and jake the system some. But, yeah, like, you'd see scores from out, like, Missouri and, I don't know, New Mexico State, tie. And then the next score, like, you know, USC, idle. They didn't play that week. That's how the scores would be listed. There were ties all the time in college football.
Now they play 4.5-hour games.
Which, and it's, there's still 2 minutes left in regulation. College football is the most incredible game in terms of how long it takes. It is, you go into that stadium or you watch on television, you're investing 4 hours minimum, and it's just too long.
I agree. But that's because they stop the clock after every first down and all the media timeouts, and they, you know, halftime's 25 minutes because the band's got to play.
When's the last – have you been to a college game recently?
No, it's been a while. I went to a Pitt game. That was the last one I've been to.
Seeing it in person is something, and I'll tell you why. All those college media timeouts and stopping the game and everything, they utilize all of them to this degree. They'll stop them, and then they'll be like, "And welcome onto the field, the 1948 Glee Club," and they line up 100 guys from sideline to sideline, and then the next timeout, "Let's welcome onto the field the 1949 swim team that won the old Eastern A championship," and a bunch of old guys out there waving their heads. And then the next one, "Please welcome to the field the Gold Circle real estate sales team from whatever real estate company," and they got 35 people. They recognize somebody every single stoppage of play on the field. It's amazing how much they utilize those stoppages.
And none of them have to do with sports.
None. Well, you know, they'll bring out old timers from back in the day. But do you want to get into the Steelers running back situation?
I do.
I am going to ask you to take the floor next. Steelers running back situation when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.